In Britain, with a week to go before the general election, new revelations related to Iraq are putting pressure on Prime Minister Tony Blair. The Prime Minister's office published a previously classified letter today. In that letter, Britain's Attorney General voices concerns about the legal justification for going to war. NPR's Anthony Kuhn has more from London.
On March 7, 2003, Britain's Attorney General counseled Tony Blair that the safest legal course of action would be to get a second UN Security Council resolution before going to war. Britain's Parliament and Cabinet never saw that letter. 10 days later, Goldsmith's advice to Parliament mentioned none of his caveats and said war would be legal. Conservative Party leader Michael Howard suggested that Blair pressured Lord Goldsmith to swallow his doubts.
And the Prime Minister also said that the Attorney General didn't change his advice. It's now clear that that advice did change, and we must now be told what or who changed it.
Goldsmith's letter lays out the legal pros and cons of going to war. But despite his reservations, he said a reasonable case could be made even without a second resolution, provided there was hard evidence that Saddam had weapons of mass destruction. At a press conference today, Blair said that was enough for him. He had a tough decision to make, and he made it.
Did we think we should proceed, notwithstanding the fact we couldn't get a second UN resolution? And I took the view then, I take it now, that it was better for this country's security and the security of the world to remove Saddam and put him in prison rather than have him in power.
Foreign Secretary Jack Straw denied that Goldsmith had flip-flopped.
What changed between the 7th and the 17th of March was not the integrity or the legal position of the Attorney General, but as I spelled out to the House of Commons on the 25th of March of this year, the circumstances and the evidence, first of all, of further material breach by Saddam, and secondly, the decision by France to rule out altogether a second resolution.
Critics argue that Parliament wouldn't have voted to go to war if it had known about Goldsmith's initial doubts. Charles Kennedy is the leader of the Liberal Democrats, the only one of the three major parties to oppose the war.
The document itself raises the most serious questions over judgment in not making it available either to the Cabinet or to the House of Commons, and therefore both Cabinet and Commons not being aware at the outset of the full caveats that were expressed by the Attorney General.
The Iraq War has already damaged Blair's popularity and perceptions of his trustworthiness. But one recent opinion poll ranked Iraq 14th out of voters' top 16 concerns. And with only 1 week to go before the elections, the letter's details may only confirm what voters had already decided. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, London.